Hello, this is Vivian from Moms Making Money, a membership-driven organization that helps stay-at-home moms turn their passions into profits. You can find out more, including tips, articles, meetings, and teleclasses at our website, www.momsmakingmoney.org. Welcome to our first podcast of A Mom Making Money, Janice Minnick from Go Talent Management, a talent management company. Janice, thank you so much for being with us this evening. I know you're tired.
Thanks for having me. No, you know, I'm tired, yes, but I'm still moving. I have to. I'm a mom.
Oh, I know all about that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business?
Okay, well, I have two companies, actually, that I own, a partnership. One is with my husband, and that's a theater company for children, mainly. We perform improv comedy, stand-up, and sketch every weekend for kids and families, and kids actually perform. And then I also am a talent manager. I work with a business partner. Her name's Linda Henry, and we own Go Talent Management, and we are for a full-service management company who also has their agency licensed to help benefit our kids that we manage, kids, babies, and adults, mainly kids.
Right. And you do all this from the house?
I mean, I do. I tell you what, the computer industry revolution, whatever, has just benefited us greatly to be able to be at home with our families. We closed up the office a little over a year and a half ago and decided just to work out of our homes because basically that's where we were working out of anyway. We had dreaded going into the office. It was just like a way station for parents to drop off headshots and resumes and some of the adults, and it just turned into this hole, and we didn't like to go there, and it wasn't very kid-friendly, and this way we've got couches and TVs and toys and a clean potty and all that fun stuff.
Everything a kid could want.
Exactly.
And I happen to know chocolates, too.
Yes.
So how long, then, have you been working from home? You said you closed up the office, what, a year ago?
Yes, we closed up the management company office about a year and a half. We were working with another company, and we decided to go out on our own, and it's been a little over a year now, probably about a year and a month, because my daughter was born 3 weeks before we really got the DBA and all that fun stuff.
Crazy.
It was. I don't know what I was thinking because I could still barely walk.
You know what? Yeah, I know. You know what I feel like about having your first child, though, and starting a business, is that you don't know what's happening, what you're getting into when both happen. You know, I think when your first child is born, everybody can tell you what it's like, you know, how your life is just going to be completely turned upside down, but you can't really understand it until you're there. And it's the same with having your own business.
Exactly. I think I've given birth twice, actually, even though I only have one child.
I love that analogy. Somebody else I know, and I've run with it, has equated starting your own business to having children. And it does. It takes the same amount of time. And what's worse, I think, about a business is that it's more like having a baby. They never actually grow up and run themselves, really.
That's right.
I hope so.
And you really are scared if anybody else, you know, takes over for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to let go of your children.
What did you do before you began these companies?
Oh, good grief. I have a film degree, and I worked in casting. I worked on the other side of the camera in production, and I worked on many sets. I worked as an actress. I've worked as a stand-in. I was handicapped for a year, lost a vein. I don't know what it's called. Now I'm so tired now I can't think. A tendon. I lost a tendon. And
ouch.
So I did some stand-in work because that's something you can do when you're handicapped. I've done everything. I was a bartender, owned a restaurant. Not owned a restaurant, ran a restaurant. I was a manager of a restaurant.
Entrepreneurial restaurants are scary business.
Yeah.
And hardly an at-home business.
Right. I worked with a school photography company. I was their office manager, and then I would go on site, and we would do student IDs and those lovely school portraits that go in the yearbooks. And I have done everything. My list is long.
Yeah, I was going to say, a jack of all trades.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
Jack of all trades in the entertainment industry?
I think so. I think I know a little bit about everything, you know, when it comes to all aspects. And, you know, that's what my degree is in, but my minor is in theater. I just have a love for it, a passion for it.
That's great. So, I mean, I know you talked about The Office being kind of not a place that you wanted to be. Would you say that was a decision to help you stay at home, or were there other factors?
Oh, yeah. You know, after that last office job, I just told my husband, I said, you know, I'm not going to work for a while until I find the right thing. I was just going to run our little theater company and get that going off the ground and try to do my acting thing. And I got roped into this management company business with my girlfriend, Bag. Please, help me out. And it turned into more than just helping out. It turned into, all right, well, here we go. Well, let's just do it. Let's do it the right way. You know, let's have some fun and get it going. And I really love not being tied to a boss. I love not being... I love being in my pajamas in the morning if I want to be. I can go in and take a Pilates or a yoga class and not have to answer to a boss as to why I'm late.
Yeah, I love those things too, especially the late thing. I can't seem to be on time anymore for
anything. Oh, I cannot remember when I've actually been on time for a Pilates or a yoga class. But those are the only bosses I have to look at. You know, they have this look of disdain when you sneak in late in the back with your mat. But
right.
You know what? I'm sorry. She had a dirty diaper.
I was just, actually, it's funny, I missed a class today, and I was with my sister who's helping me out for the week, and I said, you know, I really have to learn that when, you know, the clock says sometime, you know, like today, I had to be at the class at 4 o'clock, and it takes me about 20 minutes to get there, you know, so I said to myself, you know, at you know, 3:35, I said, okay, we can go now, you know, or, you know, we're okay. But what I have to remember, keep reminding myself, is just because, you know, it's not like back in the old days when I just jumped in the car and left. It takes me 15 minutes to get everything into the car.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time I was in the car, it was 5 to 4, and I was like, oh, God, so much for that class.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like a whole different mindset you have to learn.
Absolutely. And then I have to let it go, you know. Mm-hmm. I will, if I make it on time, great. If I don't, oh well. I can't please everybody. I can't please myself sometimes. But in the grand scheme of things, there are much bigger problems in this world. So,
yep. So
you know, it's okay. Uh-huh. I forgive myself constantly.
Yeah, that's good. As I say, you know, as usual, I go off point. my next question is, what's for some of the obstacles that you encountered? But I think what's also interesting is how you mentioned your partner. So maybe can you talk a little bit about both?
About the management partner?
Yeah, about what it's like having a partner, whether you think it's good, bad. You know, first of all, start with some of the obstacles that you feel you had in starting your own business, and, you know, what you think about having a partner, good, bad. Would you recommend it to everybody? Does it, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? She's got kids. They're much older, and they're teenage boys. But I tell you what, it's nice. If she wants to go out of town, she knows I'm going to take care of it. If I want to go out of town, I can trust her to take care of things. You know, if something's going on with the kids, we understand. You know, there's not a big grumpy old boss who doesn't get it. And it's good to have backup. Yeah, sometimes we don't always see eye to eye. And, you know, we've got almost like a sister relationship. We can actually yell at each other and still love each other.
That's great.
But you have to really have somebody you love and trust. And, you know, my husband and I are partners in this theater company, and I love him. I don't always trust him because he, you know, there's that whole man issue. But you know what? We're a good team. I mean, that's why we're married. That's why we have a baby. We're a good team, and one's good cop, one's bad cop one day, and vice versa. And it's very nice to have someone level you out. Like, I'll call my husband, like, okay, I'm very upset. Coach me into saying something nice because I don't want to right now, you know. Or, you know, cooling off your partner when she's all steamed up about something. Okay, let's just take a step back and deep breath and realize these people are probably just having a bad day. You know, it's good to have someone to keep you grounded, and you don't feel like the whole world is on your shoulders.
Right. You know, what's funny is, just for our audience's knowledge, this is the second time we're recording this class, because the first time I had a technology glitch and the class didn't work out. And I got to tell you, when I went and found that out, I was upset. I was so mad. I went downstairs to my husband. I was stomping and storming. I can't believe this happened. And he was like, don't worry, blah, 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 blah. And it didn't do anything for me. I had to call my business partner and bitch to her. And it was like, you know, I just needed her to be like, don't worry, you can do it again. You'll fix it. It's not a big deal. I'm like, but it was just kind of funny because, like you said, my husband is definitely my partner in, you know, most things. But there are just some issues I need to talk to my business partner about.
Absolutely. You know, it's a different vision, you know, when you love somebody and it's your husband and you love and trust them and all that wonderful smoochy stuff. You still need somebody else who isn't with you all the time, who isn't constantly part of you. You know how some couples they sound alike.
Yeah.
Oh, Grace found the Sharpie. Oh, excuse me. give it to me. Yes, it's mine. Oh.
Gotta love it.
But I'd much rather hear that than my boss yelling. So,
yeah, no,
you know,
definitely.
It's a good trade-off.
Right. So what were some of the obstacles when you started the business? What did you find particularly challenging?
Things took a lot longer than I wanted them to. And you know, that's part of, you know, I guess what you had is our expectations are so high, and we get so excited that when things don't go our way, you know, we get let down, and it's so disappointing and frustrating. And I tell you what, just getting our agency license has been a big battle. $10,000, the $4,000 bond up to $10,000, and getting parents to sign their paperwork and get the pictures that they're supposed to get in, and you know, miscommunications, just stuff like that, and figuring out what works, what doesn't, and you know, just frustrating stuff that you don't want it to be frustrating, but it only makes you stronger. It only makes you a better talent manager, better teacher, whatever, a better person altogether.
Yeah, I always say that. Whatever, like, you know, like as I mentioned the other night when the technology failed, and I have to mention this. Technology was my phone. It wasn't even anything sophisticated.
Oh, well, see, I don't really now. I don't deal with much that isn't dealt with on the computer. I mean, I don't even take on clients who don't have email or have the ability to email photos.
Right.
It's too fast paced. It's moving so quickly. There's only a few casting directors out there who still like that old picture in their hand.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's more often than I thought, but we still have to have a courier service come every day.
Ugh.
And here in the fall, we'll have them come twice a day.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So what new things did you have to learn?
What did I have to learn? I had to...
Aside from patience from things taking so long.
You know, you get to know people's styles and what they want, and that I'm not perfect. And it's okay that if
true.
I don't get everything done at the end of the day, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And the world will not end. I guess I had to learn balancing Grace, breastfeeding and typing with one hand was a fun challenge.
Oh, that's an accomplishment.
Yes, yes.
I still haven't mastered that, and I'm 6 months old.
Well, I have thus decided, though, to balance everything out. I don't answer the phone if I'm changing a diaper or feeding her or anything now, and it's okay if I don't answer the phone. You know, you're trying so hard to be on top of everything, and that's what all this technology is for. Answering machines and emails, and it'll happen. It might not happen till 2 o'clock in the morning, But it'll happen, and it'll all be okay.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before, which is, you know, people look at technology, I mean, certainly in a good way that you're always in touch, but it can also be difficult when you are trying to balance the kids and the family because it's always there. And the good thing about technology is that it's easily manageable. You know, you don't have to answer your email right away. You don't have to respond to the voicemail right away.
Right.
You have to figure out, make sure you do it in a timely fashion.
Exactly.
But, you know, you can do it on your own schedule, whether that's between 10 and 2 at night or whatever. You know, you can do all that stuff on a set schedule that works around your family life.
Absolutely. And, it's all a matter of getting dinner on the table. Yes, maybe. No. Okay. Who's going to be flexible about it this night? And, the availability I am to my family is they have an understanding, okay, now is the time mommy has to be alone or got to get this work done, that kind of fun stuff.
I try to make appointments.
Yes, that actually helps a ton, is finally just saying, hey, you can reach me at this hour, mm-hmm. this time. If you want my undivided attention, bring your son or daughter to watch mine, and we can sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah.
And these are the times you can do it. And that seems to help a lot, and it gets me focused back on to everything I need to do with
but
that
also,
client.
I mean, that's certainly, I do that too, is make appointments with people just to have a simple phone conversation. But what also helps me is making appointments with my husband. You know, tonight I said, I have this call, and you need to know this. And so, you know, he knows what to expect, I know what to expect, and that really helps in terms of the family management.
Right. Yeah, it's incredible. Like, tonight we had to, I believe, you know, we tried to record this once before he got the instructions that he was going indeed to take Grace for an hour. But he had a meeting tonight, and he's like, well, how are you going to handle Grace in this phone call? I'm like, how I handle it all day long, my dear.
Yeah,
you know?
Mom's making money. We're used to the little ones in the back.
That's right. I just, you know, it's nicer to not have to divide my attention, but it is a beautiful distraction.
Right. So do you have, I have two more questions for you. One is, how do you, on a daily basis, how do you juggle work and family? Do you have any specific schedule or a specific way of approaching it?
Well, I aim every morning to wake up with her. She usually crawls into our bed about 6:30 every morning and then sleeps for another hour. And when we wake up, we roll around and have a great time. That, of course, that's the nicest she is during the day is the morning. And we have so much fun. It'd be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. If she's up extra early, then I can maybe catch that little yoga class at 8:15. And I always try to do that for myself. I have decided that I needed to get back into shape, to feel better about myself, and give myself a fresh mind to start off with every day. And it's so cleansing. It makes me feel good. It makes me ready for the day. So I do go try to get a workout in unless I've got an appointment. And then we come home, take our baths, and then she plays. She plays by herself, or if somebody comes over, they play with her. I do have an intern, and he comes and plays with Grace, or I play with Grace and feed her and change her while he shuffles files around and stuffs envelopes for me, answers phones, that kind of stuff. He's a godsend. I don't always do it alone. So we do that, and we wait and count the hours till Daddy comes home. Right, and you know, typically during this time of year, between 11 and 1:30, I don't answer any phone calls, not just because of Grace, but because I need to be focused on that computer and getting all my work done. And I think for 2 hours out of the day to not answer the phone is pretty darn acceptable, because
mm-hmm.
Most people get a lunch break. So I don't even get the hour lunch break. And we just keep on plugging through, handle any other problems that come up. I'm a big problem solver and I'm the fix-it girl, try to make everybody happy, the casting directors, the business partner, the moms, the kids. I was down at an agency twice today delivering pictures at the very last minute because the parents couldn't do it, and, you know, I want to make everybody happy, building good relationships, and it's fun. It's fun, too. And then Dad came home. I made dinner for myself. He got to go to the gym and took her with her and with him. And,
oh, that's nice.
And he's off to his meeting. So I've got her now. We're on the phone, and I think after this, we might take a bath and watch some television. I might allow myself, even though I know I've got all of Joy Theater's accounting to do tonight. Tonight before the big weekend, I got to get to the bank in the morning, you know, on the way back home from the gym. So
I know,
a lot of multitasking.
You can drive yourself crazy with the long to-do list, and sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, which is sit and watch TV.
Absolutely, I've just learned that enough is enough, and if I don't get everything done, trying to do everything tired seems to make everything take so much longer. And if I don't relax and if I don't go to bed, the next day is worse. So if I don't get everything done, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think that's a very important observation. You know, you can't do everything. And we actually just did a teleclass with a woman called Jamie Tenzer, and it's called Supermom Takes a Nap. You know, and it's just like that. It's like set your priorities, and, you know, some things aren't going to get done, and you can't do everything, and you just got to be happy with what you did do.
Yeah, you have to be happy with yourself, I think. You know, at the end of the day, you know, they say never go to bed angry with your husband. I think don't go to bed angry, period,
yeah.
Anybody. It's just, life's too short, and there's too much good TV on.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you on that, especially at the end of the summer.
That is true. But, you know, this whole new TiVo Moxie revolution with the on-demand shows sure does making coming home and watching television a whole lot more fun.
That is true.
You can record all these great, wonderful things, and when she's upset, Play With Me Sesame rocks. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how much work I get done. I do not like television as a babysitter, and I only have it on for maybe an hour at the most during the day, and it's usually when she's about to go down for a nap.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember those days, too.
New focus. It's not me. Leave me alone. Look, Elmo. But it's good.
Yeah, I always found I resorted to those videos and things.
Mm-hmm.
Right after he woke up, because my child, you know, he's like his father, he needs a bit of a wake up, you know, kind of a soft cushion of a reentry. And also I would find I was really involved in work, and just to have to drop it right away, it just was really hard for me. So it gave him his cushion to kind of wake up, and it gave me my ability to wind down and know in half an hour I had to stop working.
Exactly. Because, those wake-up times, they can be clingy and so tired and needy.
Yeah. And especially, like, when you're in the middle of a thought or a process or, like, I'm really cranking my to-do list, I'm getting all my emails out, you're like, I don't want to stop.
I know. And the courier's coming. You have to leave me alone. Go back to sleep for 10 more minutes.
Yeah, we all agree that babysitter TV is not good, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You know, absolutely, absolutely. It's a lot of fun watching stuff with her. And, you know, I'd only do Sesame Street or Signing Time. So she's learning her.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Signing Time with Alex and Leah. And one of the little girl is deaf.
Oh.
And the cousin helps, I believe. Or brother, and it's lovely. The songs are fun, the colors are great, and it's fun to watch Mommy do all the silly signs that they're doing on television. Yes.
That is cute. All right, final question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Any brilliant tips that you can impart, brilliant insights for other moms who are starting their own business or working from home?
Oh, you know, I think I had a brilliant tip the other night, but I don't know what it is right now. Just, I guess, knowing that you're enough. At the end of the day, you're enough. You do enough. Be happy with yourself. Be grateful for your children and the fact that you do get to be at home and work. And learn to let go. Learn to let your employees take over so you can have a break, so you can go on vacation and be forgiving if they screw it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will. And they, you know, they're handling your baby, and nobody's going to handle your baby as well as you do. And you just have to walk away and let them do it and trust and be okay with it.
Alrighty, that's awesome. And I think, yeah, it was along those same lines of last time as well.
Yes. Okay, well, I hope so. It sounded a lot better the other night. Ah! I've got somebody on my lap.
Hi.
Okay, hello, Grace.
Anyway, well, thank you so much. I'm just going to wrap this up again for our audience that this is a Moms Making Money podcast of a mom making money, Janice Minnick from Goat Management. And Janice, what's your website if people want to find out more about you?
Okay, it's www.gotalentmanagement.com, and it's all spelled out, management. And if you're interested in come seeing some funny kids on the weekend, www.joytheatre.com.
That's right, and I'll put that on the website as well.
No,
anyway,
thank you.
I hear you got to go. Thank you so much,
no
and
problem.
I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.